Hello, this is Gustavo calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, not exclusively male?
Male.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
69.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? White, black, or African American? American, Indian?
African American.
Thank you so much. What level of schooling are you currently enrolled in? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but not degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, or doctorate?
Master's degree.
Thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Would you say very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you so much. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. It's starting with the Democratic Party.
8.
Thank you. The Republican Party?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
Senator Raphael Warnock?
9.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
7.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
7.
Kamala Harris?
8.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent, third party, or you are undecided, or would vote for other political offices but no president? Or wouldn't vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. I know it's just a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you so much. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Issues that affect my everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want it, I can repeat it again. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The Stephen A. says voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 24 elections, it won't impact me that much.
Okay.
Statement A, and would you say the statement A much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you so much. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system don't work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Hey, the first one.
Thank you so much. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the country? Do you feel negative or positive?
Positive.
Thank you. Your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the planet?
Positive.
Thank you so much. And do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
About the same.
And, well, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. It is too difficult for me to vote, or because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, or I don't know enough about the candidates, or I don't have time to vote, or I don't like any of the candidates, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Or there is another one.
I'd say having the time to vote. I think that was the third sentence.
All right. And in this case, you can select a two.
Yes.
What is the other one that you may choose?
That I might not like the candidate.
All right. Thank you so much. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? All politicians, racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, Democrats, or none of the above?
Racist politicians.
Thank you so much. Well, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned, a 5 means you are neither concerned nor concerned, and a 0 means you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. From 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
0.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
0.
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters?
5.
Thank you. Preventing the president from being prosecuted from things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal?
0.
Thank you. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
Zero.
Increasing political violence in response to American elections?
Zero.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives?
Zero.
Thank you so much. And the last one for this, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on nations to political campaigns.
Eight.
Thank you so much. Just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed 60% of the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And now, how big of a problem is the racial discrimination in your community today? It is a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
Big problem.
Thank you. Have you or anyone your personal or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Have you personally known, personally experienced, or have you known someone?
Yes.
Personally, do you personally experience that, or have you known someone that have experienced it?
Oh, both.
All right, thank you so much. And below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement, 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
10.
And instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
10.
But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves.
Sam.
And since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation.
Sam.
Thank you so much. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Talking to friends and family about politics, boycotting a company, attending city council meetings, engaging in civil disobedience, volunteering for a local organization in my community, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, posting on social media, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, voting in state or local elections such as governor or mayor, donating to political campaigns or organization, or none of the above?
All of the above.
In this case, you can tell me, it can be one or two.
Two of them. I mean, you can pick them, any of those. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
Thank you. One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent, third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices, not president, wouldn't vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's constant lying and misrepresentations, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
Donald Trump's misrepresentation.
Thank you. If the election 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
On my own home.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Yes. United States.
Both or just one?
United States.
And you're both parents or just one?
Both.
Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or there is another one?
Full-time.
And this is the last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $124,000, $125,000 to $149,000, $150,000 to $174,000, $175,000 to $199,000, $200,000 to $224,000, $225,000 to $249,000, $250,000 to $399,000 or $400,000 or more?
$100,000 to $120,000.
All right. Thank you so much. And in that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful night.
All right. Me too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.